Maybe we started
the wine. From the beginning, we met Moshe Rabbeinu.
It
was a little bit hard for them. Straight. Hashem is going to
judge.
Started to whine. Everyone should pray every day and day and pray every day. The life of human being in this world, that he is always in test. And only when a man is holding in faith his life and easy and beautiful and good. Moshe Rabbeinu, they forced him. Until that he said, Lama Reota, why Hashem, you made bad things. And he beat Moshe, don't say bad things to Hashem. It's kfirah to say to Hashem, to blame Hashem. Hashem is doing bad things, it's kfirah. Hashem rebuked him on that. Hashem rebuked him. You say that I'm doing bad things? From the time that I came to Paro, and I'm talking about that you told me, to say, and you haven't saved your nation, you're doing bad things to them. Moshe said the truth. There is a contradiction. Moshe was talking words of truth. He wasn't lying, Chas v'Shalom. In reality, it was that it became to be worse to Ambed, to Am Yisrael. The reality was that Hashem wasn't saving Am Yisrael. It was the reality. And it was hard for them. Before, they would give them enough to work, material, cement, all of the things. Now they haven't given them even the supplies, so the women had to go, children had to go to fight, and they were being heated by the Egyptians, tortured. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't lying. He wasn't taking out lies from his mouth, but it's lack of faith. To explain to you, that whatever you see with your eyes, really it's truth what it is. But you should believe that it's all coming from you. You see bad, and you should believe that it's good. You see bad, you should believe that it's good. Here, the story from the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He said what that he saw. What that he saw. This is the path in life. You see bad and you believe that it's for the best, for the good. This is it. This is the path. This is the faith. This is faith. All of the time it's coming to the life of the man, daily, every day. Bad feeling overpowers, bad feeling of sadness, depression, weakness, darkness. Sometimes even in things that he sees clear, that here, what can he do? He's standing in a test, a very bad test. He doesn't have money to pay, he's lack of, he doesn't have an apartment. Reality, that calls bad. You should believe that it's all for the best. And to say thank you, Hashem Ibarach.
Let's see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask for forgiveness from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, I sin. It's the beginning of the path of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem haven't given him the Torah yet. After it, you see that Moshe achieved the mercifulness of Hashem Yitbarach in the highest level of them all. That he revealed himself to him as king full of mercy. But then Hashem told him, you saw my behind, but you cannot see my face. You will never going to be able to see in the time of test that it's all coming for the best. Just only behind. Only after the test is going to pass, you're going to see that it's coming from the goodness. In the time of the test, you cannot see that. Because if not, it would be cancelled. All the free choice. If you see that it's good, so what's the free choice? Finish the free choice. Cancel. It's good. So this is it. Finish. No free choice. The free choice, it's only in faith. Because the purpose is faith. The one that gives wisdom to the man, he gave him that wisdom to answer on one Gemara, to explain one holy Gemara Kedusha. Baba Metzir, the Gemara is saying that everyone that have that marriage, that he and his children, and his grandsons, all of the generations are smiling. So the Torah will never gonna stop from their sin. So I asked myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, there were generations, long periods of time in Am Yisrael, that all of Am Yisrael were keeping the Torah. Them and their children and grandsons and grandsons. So it was supposed to be like that, that the Torah will never gonna stop from Am Yisrael. And also now you see family, the father, the grandson, the great grandson, he's falling from the Torah. It's a question. It's Gemara, it's a rule. And the one that gives wisdom to the man gave me that wisdom to explain to you that they learned Torah, but they didn't know. That knew the Torah is all. To know Hashem. Someone came and asked me, what's the intention that you should say when you say, Chonenu mitcha chuma bina v'dat? You give the wisdom from the man. There is only one wisdom, I answered. To know Hashem. There is no intention. Wisdom is to know Hashem. Which wisdom there is? Is there another knowledge? You're going to learn all physical, all chemistry. You have wisdom. You have few knowledge from creation, but it doesn't have wisdom. Wisdom is only to know Hashem. A man can know all of the Torah, and he doesn't know Hashem. He doesn't know Hashem. He doesn't have no doubt. He can know all of the Torah. You know the outside of it. You are not going to get closer to the inner side. You will not have no connection to the Torah. He doesn't know Hashem. This is the explanation why the Gemara really, he and his sons and his grandsons, they were learning Torah. But they didn't know Hashem. They weren't close to Hashem. It's not what the Gemara is saying. Even more so, if you can bring the Gemara, I want to see the Gemara. Baba Yitzhak. Page 85. Need to say the to precise in the words of the Gemara. You see, also in the Gemara there is Babot. And Babot is a nickname for rabbis that are fake rabbis. Baba. A lot of fake rabbis in Sfaradim are called Baba. He's a Baba, he's a Baba. Like a Mekubal. So you learn. He's raising the students that helps him now to find the exact line in the Gemara and where is it, in which page, in which side. So you were learning it good, Baruch Hashem. Memorize. So Baruch Hashem, with the help of heaven. what we said. Exactly, it talks about Parashat
Shavuot.
It's written, you should tell it to your son. The one that went out with me from Egypt. Over there, there is a book that calls The Life is Sweet. Matoka Or. Teaching about education of kids.
The
Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan said, Baruch Hashem that I was in the grave of only Rabbi Yochanan the Amora. I didn't know where his place was. His grave is in Tveria, very close to the Rambam. First time I was this week. I never been there, the Rabbi Yochanan the Amora's grave. Everyone that is Talmid Chacham, and his son is Talmid Chacham, and his grandson is Talmid Chacham. So the Torah will not gonna stop from his seed anymore, because it's been said, "This is my covenant," and it will not gonna be erased from your mouth, from your heart, from your seed, and from the seed of your seed. Hashem said, "From now and on," Hashem said. What actually Hashem said? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I will guarantee on that thing for you." Good guarantee you have here. What it means from now and on? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "From now and on, the Torah is going to chase after you. She's going to look for you that you're going to learn it." Everyone that is Talmid Chacham. So we said a few times. Who is a Talmid Chacham? The Gemara is saying that if you saw a Talmid Chacham that he sinned, you should know that he's doing it what he does every day, for sure that he made tshuva. On who you can say that he for sure made tshuva? On a man that doesn't have cheshbon nefesh, judging himself every day, you can say on him that for sure he made tshuva? No. Every man that has cheshbon nefesh, he's judging himself, what have I done from yesterday until today? For sure he made tshuva on that sin. This is the definition of Talmid Chacham. He knows Hashem. He knows Hashem. He knows Hashem. Because what it means, a Talmid Chacham? That he knows the Torah. He knows, if he doesn't know that there is Hashem in the world, which kind of a joke is it? It's a joke. He learns Torah, he doesn't know that there is Hashem in the world. He doesn't talk to him. He doesn't tell him. He's ignoring him. Every problem that he's got, simple thought that Hashem done that, and only Hashem is the king, and only Hashem can solve it. He doesn't have it to know Hashem. The man knows Torah and he doesn't know Hashem. It doesn't mean that he's a Talmid Chacham. He's just learning the outside of the Holy Torah. Only the knowledge of the Torah. Very dry, with no connection to the purpose. It's written in the Zohar Kadosh that Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one thing. It means to know Hashem. So now let's go to our issue. Like that we said, let's see how Hashem is rebuking Moshe Rabbeinu. Every word is important for us. We get stronger in faith. Every word here in the parasha of this week and last week's parasha, Hashem said to Moshe, and he told him, "I am God." This is already Rashi is saying on that, "Vayedaber Elokim to Moshe," he was talking to him trial on why that Moshe was hard and said, "Why you made bad things to this nation?" He was complaining. So Rashi immediately is saying that Hashem was talking in trial with Moshe. How you say something like that? So he answered, so he told him, Hashem told him, and I'm giving good reward to the ones that walk in straight in front of me. And not for free I send you. Just I'm keeping my word that I promised to the fathers. And it's written, Ani Hashem, to punish in a few places. Like, it's written, you disgrace the name of Hashem, Ani Hashem, means the punishment is going to come. I kept my obligation, Ani Hashem means I'm going to punish you. So Rashi is explaining in a simple way to explain that Hashem is giving the punishment to the one that need to be punished and reward to the one that
receives.
Rashi was looking straight, but for sure that and all of the ones that give writing explanations of the Torah, it's written in all of the places, and Hashem means mercy. So first of all, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm mercy, I'm doing good things, I'm mercy. Like we said, Shem Barach, he's the one that decided that Paro is just a part of kings is in the hand of Hashem. Shem Barach, he's the one that decided that Paro is going to make new decrees to be more heavy on the backs of Am Yisrael. He wanted it. Why? Because Hashem one at the day is going to get stronger in prayers to pray, and they're going to pray that it's going to be hard for them, and they're going to increase their prayers. When a man putting in front of his eyes all of the time the purpose, all of the time he's putting the purpose in front of his eyes, that the purpose is to know Hashem. This is the purpose. The purpose is to know Hashem out of learning Gemara, out of praying, out of keeping the obligation, all of serving Hashem. Actually, when the man is begging and praying on him, he's going to have that Mary to have the wisdom to know Hashem. In front of his eyes, always he's got that question. What's my purpose? To know Hashem. This is my purpose, the purpose of human being. Never, it's not allowed to forget it. Never. And anyhow, everything going to be well. You're going to have peace in the house. You don't put the purpose inside of your, in front of your eyes. So he's saying bad comments to his wife. He's not accepting his wife like that she is. And all of the tests that he's going through, he doesn't live to know Hashem. He doesn't live that. This is actually the main question that Hashem Yitbarach asked first Adam, and he's asking that each and every one of us daily, every second and second. Ayeka, where are you? Ayeka, where are you? What it means, Ayeka? The one that gives wisdom, she gave me that wisdom to write an amazing explanation on Ayeka. Ayeka, Hashem is saying to the man, I'm looking for you. Where are you? You fell. You fell in sins. You fell from the wisdom. I'm looking for you. Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? I love you. Where are you? I love you. I want you. I want you to come back to me. Where are you? Where have you gone to? Where you ran? Where you ran away from? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Remember. Remember. Look, what your place. The main thing in the issue of wisdom. I wrote the explanation on that. This is the explanation. Ayeka, where are you? I'm looking for you, I love you. Where are you? Where are you? I know where you are. I'm just asking you, where are you that you ran away from me? Come closer to me, I love you. I want you to come back to me. And the main thing for the man is that Hashem is saying to you, look where are you holding in wisdom, in knowledge, where are you holding in doubt? Are you know me? Do you know me through the tefillah, through prayers? Do you know me? Or that now after that you fell, you don't know me at all, you lost me more? Why you fell? Because you lost your wisdom. Why a man is falling? Because he lost his wisdom. A man that knows Hashem, he doesn't have no Yetzer Hara. A man that knows Hashem, he doesn't have Yetzer Hara. A man with wisdom, he doesn't have Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, it's stupidity. What is Yetzer Hara? It's stupidity. He fell from wisdom. A man that has wisdom, he doesn't have no desire, no lust. It's stupidity, desire. The peak of stupidity. What it means, sins? Stupidity. Chazal said, penetrate into the man, stupid spirit. Nonsense. Why you fell? Because you fell from wisdom. Where are you? Have you came back to the wisdom? Or that you still stuck over there and lost your mind also? After falling now, you're hiding, like that it's written, Adam was hiding. Or instead of running to Hashem, he's hiding things that Hashem hates him, Hashem doesn't love him. This is why Hashem is telling him, I'm looking for you, where are you hiding? Come back to me. Where are you? Or that the man is falling from the wisdom to chase after himself. Hear me, I've done that, I'm stupid. Stupid. Is there me at all? Is that me? Does it exist at all? Is there me? Where are you? Come back to the wisdom and smile. All of the time need to be in front of the eyes of the man, that wisdom, that knowledge, to know Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way. Where are you? Where are you holding in wisdom? Like that our master, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, writing. And we have to remember all of the time the word of Rabbeinu, that he wrote it for us and taught us. All of the time, all of the time, to remember. And then anyhow, you're going to look at your Shalom Bayit with those eyes, every situation with wisdom. That Rabbeinu is writing that the main thing and the purpose is only to serve and to walk in the paths of Hashem to His name, Lishmo, to achieve, to know Him, Yitbarach. And to know, to understand that this is the main purpose. This is His will, Yitbarach. That we're going to know Him, Yitbarach. It's not worthy fit for no one to have no other intention while he's serving Hashem, when he's learning. Nothing except of knowing Hashem. Only to know Hashem. Learning Torah to know Hashem. To pray to know Hashem. To put tefillin to know Hashem. Every obligation just to know Hashem. And if you're not learning Torah with that intention, so you're not keeping His will, because it's not fit that a man gonna have a different intention what with serving Hashem Yitbarach, except of knowing Hashem Yitbarach, just only to spend His time with Hashem Yitbarach, that He created the world and said that we're gonna keep His will. Simple faith. Clarify what a man should want all day long, every moment, with everything that he's doing, what to want to know Hashem. This is what that we should want, to know Him. This is what we have to want. This is why Rabbi Nathan Mibreslev, that he had that marriage, he wrote Likutei halachot from dry halachot. All of the halachot are so dry. What's the connection? What can you find chizuk from the halachot? And he was observing and looking, and he saw the halachot, and he revealed such wisdom in every halacha, because this was his intention to know Him. And this is the explanation of a definition of Talmid Chacham, that he's a Talmid Chacham, that he knows Hashem. And then for sure, if he is like that, and he sees like that, and his son and grandson are like that, it's obvious and obvious that Hashem Yitbarach is guaranteed. Because he's got wisdom. This is what our master Rabbeinu is writing, that a man should see really in 7th Torah to live, that a man should
inherit that wisdom in the world, to have students. That we should have mercy, and this is the biggest merciness of them all, to have mercy on each and every one of Am Yisrael, to penetrate the wisdom into them, like that it's written, praiseworthy is the one that is looking for poor people to give them wisdom. Which poor people? People that don't have wisdom, have to have mercy on them to give them wisdom. And even when it's time for that man to go to back to heaven, so Chassid of Breslev are saying that there is a promise here that people that are, their business is to put wisdom into people in the world, they will not gonna die before of their time. It's a promise from Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu said, even if the time of the soul now is to go climb to the place that she's going to, that place to heaven, it's not it's not completing, it's not perfect when the soul came back to heaven. Just the perfect way is that when the neshama is in heaven, she's going to stay in earth also. He has to leave after him blessing, son or a student, that his wisdom going to stay here in the world also in that time that he's flying up to heaven. This is that wisdom. You, your son, he's got wisdom. Your grandson, he's got wisdom. I guarantee Hashem is because he's going to penetrate that wisdom also to his grandson, to his sons, and on. When there is wisdom, it's my guarantee that it will never going to stop. So he's going to give it to his son and the son to the son. Let's a little bit, I'm going to share with you with the sorrow that I'm going through. Because that I see I have huge pain that there is bachelors, men and women, very old, huge amounts. It's a decree, horrible decree. It's a horrible, horrible decree. It's a huge pain. You cannot understand someone that is not inside of that test, the difficulties, what, how much they're suffering, the guy or that girl. Suffering, 30, 35, with white beard, coming, asking blessing for Zivug. Huge sorrow in Am Yisrael. Very huge. Very hard. Isn't it enough? More than that, so many divorces, the ones that are getting married, not connecting each other with their mates. Not enough. Also, the ones that are married, they don't have peace in their houses. How much sorrow I see in front of my eyes every day. People are coming to me. All bachelors, all divorce, all problems of Shalom Bayit in huge amounts. You can say almost, I'm asking, something like 70-80% of Am Yisrael are in that one of three conditions, or maybe more, except of the young ones that you cannot put them in the. But the ones that are old, maybe 95% are in that diagram. Huge sorrow for them. And not only that, huge people sick in their minds. Sick, mentally sick, horrible, horrible amounts of sick people. I'm not talking about physical diseases that Hashem is going to save us all. What's going on with Am Yisrael? I'm talking about rest of troubles, rest of darkness. And it's not only that. Just you can see that the war is very hard, because really chasing the Torah, all Judaism, and really yesterday went out a new rule, what's that rule? That in the basket of medicines, important medicines, they removed them all and put in that the woman
can make abortion for free. It was before, it was she had to pay. It was stopping some women from doing the abortion, but now it's free. A woman can go to a private doctor and she can make an abortion. It's Holocaust. It's a quiet Holocaust. More than 1 million babies. Quiet Holocaust. And now the Knesset. This is the Knesset. It's showing what are we holding. Where, what's the condition of Am Yisrael? Where Am Yisrael are holding very hard. Hard war, very, very much on Judaism. You don't know for 4 months not paying money to the Talmud Torah, 4 months the education office are not paying. You cannot understand. The clerks over there abusing us, abusing. You cannot understand. They're much abusing because they're enjoying to abuse. Just for that, abusing. We're rising our hands up in the air. Huge war. So what can comfort us? Only that we're going to pray 1 hour in Am Yisrael. With all of our powers, that all of Am Yisrael going to have that merit to have wisdom. Wisdom. That everyone going to get closer to the wisdom to pray on distribution. Really to pray with desire, with will on distribution. To pray a lot. And also to go out to Am Yisrael. To go out to Am Yisrael. We don't have nothing. We can only think how to save one soul and another soul, another one that's going to know Hashem, another one that's going to know Hashem. This is it. We don't have nothing else. We don't have nothing else. This is the only war, only comfort that you can see that Am Yisrael are getting closer, one after another one and another one, with kindness and mercy to know, but blessing Hashem, the world is getting closer to the purpose. Am Yisrael, as much as they've been tortured, they're going to grow. Oh Hashem, now we're suffering, we're working real hard, but we're praying to Hashem. Really, the people are chasing us and trying to weaken us in every possibility, in every option that they have to chase us after the Torah and the learners of the serving Hashem ones. This is why I'm asking the 1 hour in Bodidut on Am Yisrael to have that merit, to be there. Remember, Am Yisrael are in huge sorrow. Huge sorrow. What can solve the problem? Only distribution and mainly the book Bereishit Shalom. Because if you're going to take Ni'uf, last for women, from the creation until today, so the Ni'uf of all of the world, from the days of the creation until today, it's not 10% of Ni'uf that there is in 1 hour in this generation. Main Ni'uf is in the eyes. This is something that in 1 hour people are na'afim, that all of the world never na'afu like that, never had lust like that. In 1 hour, this is why there is no attachment between the souls, this is why people cannot get married, this is why people are so sick in their spirits, in their souls. Have to pray on that book, Bereishit Shalom. On all of the books you need to pray, but on that specifically, that book is going to be distributed in the world with all of the, in all of the languages. And now you need also to pray that people are going to learn that book in yeshivot, in kollels, in all of the places. All of Am Yisrael are going to have that book. They're going to be translated to all of the languages. Pray specifically all of the details on the book, Bereishit Shalom. Baruch Hashem, people are coming to me once in a while, people that learn from that book, and they're telling me there is no end to the thanks on the salvation that Hashem saved them. So this is why we ask, please everyone also pray and also to distribute, to put an effort to distribute those books, especially Berit Shalom, to go to talk with another one and another one, to take that book, it's going to save you, it's going to save your life. Put those books inside. I wish that even Chief Rabbi is going to read from those books and going to learn that book, teach it. We need to pray on it. In the 1 hour it's going to do it on this way, that it's going to reach to people that are learning, and everyone's going to have the merit to fix their foundation, the Yisod. As long as we're going to pull Kedusha, it's the only hope that we have. It's written, Kedushim to you, Kedusha Nim. You should be holy because I'm holy. How you want Hashem to reveal himself? We need to be holy. To who he going to reveal himself if we're not going to be holy? He cannot reveal himself when we're not holy. There is no possibility for salvation like that. This is why, to go to bring those books to people with more powers, not to be lazy, to take huge amounts of books, to go to talk to another man and another man, in every place to take an essay, to all of the places, our boy's eye, I take guarantee on that, take those books, here you're going to see it's going to change your life. And if not, bring me the book, I'm going to give you the money back. Here is my phone number. Take the book. It's pity on your life. Have mercy on your souls. The Chalban said, the hidden said, he said that from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah until today, there would never have been written a book like that, Berit Shalom. And he himself is distributing that book. Twice I heard from people that received the book from him. Everyone should get stronger to pray on that, to go in the 1 hour it would do to Am Yisrael, to go to save. And Baruch Hashem, that Hashem chose us, that through us the light is coming to the world. Who are we? What's our life? We're nothing, but this is the kindness of Hashem Yisrael. And we're counting on Hashem that we can take advantage of that 1 hour it will do to Am Yisrael, and also to go to distribute with power, to be strong. What did we learn this week? What did we learn in the Gemara? Merciness is to mercy on the soul of the man, not on his body. To give him da, to give him wisdom. There is a class in the book, the Berit Shalom, every day, two in English. It's very important to tell people, everyone that speaks English, to come to teach, to come to learn in the Yeshiva. Asking everyone that have a vehicle to let us know immediately after Mincha at 2:20, going to the field to do 1 hour it would do on Am Yisrael. And everyone that have vehicle to take passengers with him to the field. And if the one that are going passengers can put few shekels for the gas, for the driver, to give him money to be partners in that business. 2:20, immediately we're going out. I also want to go out. I pray on that, that I'm going to be able to come with you every Wednesday to do that 1 hour on Am Yisrael, not to lose that 1 hour. All right, Baruch Hashem. It's not you, the Evenstein is saying that at 6 he's going to distribute everyone that wants to join him. We're going to continue. Like that we explained, Rabbeinu is saying, everyone can keep the will of Hashem to establish a group of students. Everyone can have that merit to have students. Don't say to yourself, no, I cannot. Yes, you also can. Yeah, also you can. Everyone should put his effort to see how to open a class. One class a week. I'm going to tell myself, I didn't have no one to push me, no one forced me, no one talked to me. I was just looking for how to make classes. I was looking for classes. How I'm going to make classes? I'm telling you, in a period of time, that it was very, very divine. Not today, like today, that there's a will to heal. It's a lot bigger today than you cannot understand, realize the difference between now and then. From 30 years ago to today. Today, people are waiting for you, just want to hear. But back then, it was very hard. Everyone should open class in the neighborhood that he lived in, to call friends, tell him, look, let's make shiur. Once a week, I was doing in houses, classes in houses also. It was called Chugebai gathering, few people coming. You have a lot of distribution, good things to give them. If I had those books like you have today, everything is ready. You can take a CD, hear it 3 times, write points, and you give a shiur. This is a shiur. You can take a book, Garden of Gratitude, Garden of Wisdom. My student David El Kayam, he's got a student for lifeguards, and it's called Metzil HaMetzilim, the savior of lifeguards. He finished with them 3-4 books, and they're doing tshuva. They were total chilonim. Another lifeguard. Everyone is bringing another one, saving the lifeguards. When you're starting, you're learning from the books, you're talking to them. Everyone has to open class. Everyone. Once a week, a shiur in a place. Everyone. Everyone can keep that, to establish a group of students. Rabbeinu is writing, everyone can do that, to have students. Everyone should know that. Every day at 3 until 3:30, there is a class in Briti Shalom from Rav Yuval Shai, also in Hebrew. Perfect. We have English, we have Hebrew. Need to get stronger. Everyone can have students. It's very important, that point that we're talking about, that everyone can put as much effort as he can. Chatam Sofer is writing that he haven't seen that someone reached Ahavat Hashem, love to Hashem Yitbarach, in a real way, without Zikui Rabbim, without helping others. I haven't saw that someone achieved love, real love to Am Yisrael, without Zikui Rabbi. That issue that everyone's going to open class, put effort on that. Don't be afraid. I drove in buses. I was driving in bus or in taxi going to Bnei Brak, in a section this will be take a hitchhiking, going by foot, every time with the miracles of going, giving shiur in a restaurant of a person named Kobe. I had a class in Tveria. I was taking a few buses. I'm going to a central station, from there another bus and another bus. And also I was taking suitcases with me. Probably I was very strong back then. Suitcase full with books to distribute. Real big suitcase full with books. I was distributing those books. Hashem gave me that wisdom. I had that wisdom always, not to give books for free, just with big gain, reward. Until that I had, and I was saving the books, the money, to buy more books with it, until that I had a store for books. And I was distributing a little bit more, also halachot and also mishnayot. I had a store for books. I was selling books. I had a place that I was putting a lot of books, more books and more books, and I was selling them. Get strong, you have to get stronger, to go out to Amisrael, to go out to Amisrael. I wish that we all gonna have the merit together to get over that huge test. What's written here in that note? People don't know how to write, he said it a lot of times. Really, in the power of giving classes, we have 30 women that didn't have children and now they gave birth. People went out from hospitals, from bite in a lot of houses. Classes, she's teaching classes. We saw with our eyes the truth. Zikui Arabim. Cancel judgment. There is nothing that cancels judgment. Every time I remember myself when there was a hard time to Am Yisrael, after bombings, terror attacks, they told us, I was saying to myself, Shalom, you're going to go and give more classes. This is the answer. There are judgments. How are you going to cancel judgments? When someone wakes up, he's canceling judgment. Another one wakes up, another book, every city is canceling judgment. Every class, every canceling judgment. You're adding more merits. So all of us, please, get stronger, to add more classes. Everyone gonna get stronger. Everyone, really. Everyone able. It's not hard at all. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Open a class. Slowly, slowly, it's gonna be open. Even if 5-6 people are gonna come, so what? So you're gonna save 5 people. You're coming to people, you're telling them small advice, simple advice, and they see miracles. Just when he was 15, first time. From the age of 14, he was already teaching classes. Rav Kaduri was giving him money on the fact that he was coming to teach. He was paying him, and he was taking that money and buying books with it. Last month, they finished counting the books of Rav Ovadia, only in the house in the Kablan Street, more than 40,000 books in number, and no books are the same, not twice Chumash. Every book is different, 40,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I'm going to tell you again. A man is not going in his own power. There is thousands of years of prayers, thousands of years of hoping, thousands of years of tears, thousands of years of will, thousands of years of learning Torah, keeping mitzvot, suffering, pogroms, holocausts. And you're going with that power to bring yourself closer to you. You're not going by you. Hashem gave the wisdom for me to understand where the success came from. Thousands of years. The one that gives wisdom, let me understand where it came from. Thousands of years. I was praying a little bit. Where it came from? Thousands of years that I'm so dead. Every time that you're going in Italy, you're going by the power of Am Yisrael, of thousands of years of prayers, thousands of billions, of, not milliards, it's infinity of angels that are walking with you, supporting you. Go, bring Am Yisrael. Go out, talk, make classes. Distribute. Go. You know what escorts you? Which huge, gigantic power is escorting you? Huge power. This is why everyone should know. Someone asks you where the money is going to. The simplest answer. You can come and visit. We have school for hundreds of them girls, hundreds of boys in Talmud Torah. We are supporting people from drug habits. We're not helping you to go down from drug habits that you have. We don't have. We have crazy mental house here also, taking care of people. Isn't it a Bet Meshugai, House of Crazy People? It's a with huge success. Everyone becoming a psychiatrist. And also going to heal other people. Going to heal other people. Come and see. Please come and see. You're more than welcome. Don't let us know. Come and make you too. Come, watch and see. We're giving out food to family, with a lot of kids. Food, come and see. Come and watch. Talk with confidence, tell them. There is a school. To teach Hora'ah, to be Dayanim, Kol Olama'ah. Learning Shas, learning Halachot. All of it is true. We have schools. They're teaching all this stuff. Teaching Halachah, Hora'ah. Tell them Bet Sefer, don't say Yeshiva. Say in their language, school. Don't say Yeshiva, say school. In their language. We have Bet Sefer. Tell them for sure. Tell them also we have Yeshiva. We have Bate Sefer, we have schools. Tell them schools. Schools for Ara'ah, schools for Halachot, school for Gemara. Thank you. Thank you.